Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
ISIS crimes have now been detailed in a report during a press conference. This has been made available to the world and to our legislators. And we are calling upon Secretary of State John Kerry to begin classifying what's happening to our persecuted brothers and sisters in the Middle East as genocide. He refuses to do so, and there are significant implications for not doing so. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, Liberty Counsel has a ministry called Liberty Relief International, and Liberty Relief International raises hundreds of thousands of dollars, actually in the million plus dollar range, to give resources to help our persecuted brothers and sisters, particularly in the Middle East, but not exclusively there, who are literally being tortured in unspeakable ways because of their Christian faith. And this country is often silent, particularly our leadership in Washington, D.C. And so far, the Obama administration, Secretary of State John Kerry, refuses to classify what's happening to our brothers and sisters as genocide, and there are consequences for not classifying it as such.
Well, a comprehensive report was recently submitted to the State Department that shows clearly that there is genocide occurring at the hands of the Islamic State, Islamic radicals, and that Christians are being targeted specifically and solely because they are followers of Christ. It is the textbook instance of genocide. So the fact that this Obama administration refuses to categorize it as such is clearly politically motivated. We know that this president, that John Kerry, that this administration has been more so than any administration in history, anti-Christian, anti-Israel, certainly, and has been pro-Muslim and has sympathized with Islamics. You know, President Obama has very publicly and officially aligned himself with the Muslim Brotherhood, which is a terrorist organization. So there's no question that there is a political motive for refusing to do the right thing here and classify this as genocide. It needs to be done, and we need to continue to put pressure on this administration in the face of these atrocities to classify it as such.
Well, the House just recently, U.S. House, passed a resolution unanimously, Republicans and Democrats, amazing, that actually passed the U.S. House, a unanimous resolution condemning what's happening to our persecuted brothers and sisters and religious minorities in the Middle East and classifying it as genocide. Now, it's a resolution, sends a strong message to the Obama administration, to the rest of the world, and also to Secretary of State John Kerry to get in line and to classify this as genocide, because if it is classified as genocide, that ultimately kicks in sanctions. That ultimately kicks in other issues that need to come into bear to help out with our persecuted brothers and sisters. By refusing to classify what's happening as genocide, then the power of the government cannot get behind these persecuted Christians and opposing these terrorists. At Liberty Counsel's Awakening 2016 that we just had in Orlando, Florida, it was a powerful event. But we also had outside, we had a panel on persecuted church in the breakout session, but on the outside where there was a semi tractor trailer, and it's a movable mobile museum dedicated to those who are being persecuted in the Middle East particularly. Starts off with some photographs of the Nazi Holocaust, but then quickly moves into, on both sides as you're walking down this tractor trailer museum, the unbelievable, almost indescribable, incomprehensible pictures of brutality against humans that's taking place. There is a picture of a little girl. She's probably maybe 3 years old. She's dressed in a little blue and white dress, and she has no head. A man is lifting her up. I think it must be her father, looking at her with no head. I mean, this little girl has been beheaded. There is a picture of these men that are in a steel cage. They're being slowly let down into the water. And gradually the water is up to their neck, and they slowly let them down in the steel cage, and they submerge them under water. And then they die. They lift them back up, and they're dead, and they take photographs of this. They have these men that are in prisoner orange jumpsuits. They have them tied with their hands behind their back and their feet behind their back so that their belly is facing the ground. And if that was not painful enough, they have fire burning underneath them. They are roasting these men alive in a very horrible way. You know, the first jungle warfare that America ever waged was in the Philippines against the Moros. And what the Moros were Islamics, and they roasted our soldiers over open fires the same way we're seeing these people roasted open over open fires today. I mean, it is incomprehensible. People were weeping. You were left with nothing to say as you came out of that trailer. And to not classify that as human genocide and put the power of our government behind them to protect them, for the church and for pastors, for leaders, to not speak up on this, for the Christian church here in America to have its comfortable, lovely, cushy lifestyle and not pray for or not speak up for these atrocities is just hard to believe. God is asking the church, He's asking us to be the voice, and we need to be the voice first, and then the government needs to follow suit, but we need to make sure that they listen to the people.
Yeah, Matt, I walked through that exhibit at the Awakening in Orlando as well, and it literally shakes you to the core of your soul. You mentioned some of the stuff that was shown there. There were these are our brothers and sisters in Christ we're talking about here. One picture was of a young boy, could not have been more than 7 or 8 years old, who had been sawed in half alive. It is absolutely mind-boggling, and you can't even get your mind around it. And this is happening to these people, to our brothers and sisters in Christ by the tens of thousands. So this report that we're talking about here that was submitted to the State Department was commissioned by the Knights of Columbus. It's a Catholic organization, and in defense of Christians, a nonprofit Christian organization in the Middle East. It's a 278-page report, includes a legal brief, the eyewitness testimonies of 44 Iraqi witnesses, and a list of crimes against Christians that have been murdered, and churches that have been attacked and burned to the ground with people in them, as well as additional supplementary materials. And this report provides conclusive evidence that the genocide that we have been detailing and itemizing here is occurring systemically and systematically throughout the Middle East, in Iraq, in Syria, and elsewhere.
Well, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, either one, lc.org, or libertycounsel.com. And in both of those websites, we have our ministry to help persecuted brothers and sisters, particularly in the Middle East, but elsewhere as well, that are losing their lives. And it's typically with regards to, but not exclusively, Islamic terrorists. But we also see that in North Korea as well, where they don't have Islam. They have just a very repressive fascist regime. If you want to be involved and help out, you can go there. You can make an online contribution to help our persecuted brothers and sisters. Go to lc.org. Go down to the bottom of the page, and you'll see persecuted Christians there. That icon, click on that. You can go to libertycounsel.com, and you'll also see the icon for Liberty Relief International. That is a ministry of Liberty Counsel. We could no longer sit by and watch our persecuted brothers and sisters and not do anything. And so we are defending, advancing people here in this country that are being discriminated against. In some cases, you might call it persecution. But what they are facing, our brothers and sisters, because of their belief in Christ, is not anything like what we're facing here in this country, at least not yet. It is brutal. These people are living dynamic faith. They will refuse to be disobedient to their Lord. They will go to their death, continually praising and confessing Jesus Christ as Lord. We need to stand with them in our prayers, in our financial support, and in our voice. We need to make a voice known. You can also sign up for the Liberty Relief International email. Go to lc.org, click on the icon, sign up today.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.